La saison d'après Noël peut être difficile pour de nombreuses personnes. Maintenant que la saison des fêtes est terminée, il y a de nouveaux défis auxquels les gens qui utilisent des endroits tels que le Out of the Cold Shelter seront confrontés. Je suis en compagnie de Mark Boychuk, membre du conseil d'administration de Out of the Cold Shelter. My first question is, what is Out of the Cold Shelter?
What an Out of the Cold Shelter is that it's a non-barrier shelter that opens just strictly through the cold winter months in most places. And what I mean by non-barrier is that some shelters are what called dry shelters, where you cannot show up if you've taken any drugs or alcohol. And whereas ours is, there's no barrier. So you can show up intoxicated and stuff like that. So you just can't bring drugs or alcohol into the shelter.
And why creating shelters like that?
In Peace River, in 2018, we did a homeless estimation count, and we discovered that we had about approximately 16 people sleeping outside in park benches and stuff, and we were well aware of these. And they had a little area that they were being utilizing to stay warm and safe, and that was getting shut down. So the health inspector was looking for a group of people to see what we could do about all those people that had to be relocated. And so we kind of got a little steering committee, which turned into a board, which we ended up opening up the shelter.
Following the holidays, the shelters started to see a decline in donations and other items. Why do you think it happened?
Well, it's for numerous reasons, right? But it's just Christmas time. People are in a very generous spirit, and at the forefront, the idea of serving others and the less fortunate is very forefront in people's minds, right? And so Christmas time is a wonderful time. It's just overwhelming response. And then, like everybody, they get back to their daily life, right? So you're not constantly thinking of the less fortunate every time you know, because you're not thinking of the Christmas season and stuff. So we just recently put out a call for like shoes, or anytime we put out a call for anything, the response is really overwhelming. It's just the random donations and stuff like that, and stuff where like companies will donate to certain organizations instead of Christmas parties and stuff like that. You don't see those kind of things in January, February, and March. And food drives and food hampers and, you know, all those things that go on, Christmas hampers and all those things, they don't go on year round. There's always the food bank, but these special hampers and Christmas hampers and turkeys and, you know, all those things, they stop at Christmas time, right? So it's just a typical cycle, and there's nothing abnormal about it. It's just the typical cycle of people focusing on different things after a season, right?
And what is the biggest issue that vulnerable populations are facing?
Well, they're facing 16 hours a day of being outside with nowhere to go until the shelter reopens, because the shelter closes at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so we're approaching our cold part of the year now. So can you imagine having to hang outside somewhere in minus 20 to minus 40 weather? It's not very pleasant. So they're just struggling to cope on a daily basis right now through the day. But at least every night they have somewhere safe and warm and with fresh clothes they can change into, and people that treat them with love. And that's the best part about the shelter, is they're really seeing a difference and they're making a little family there. And it's going a long ways to helping people.
Okay. And what is the impacts of COVID-19 on the homeless population?
Well, there's some good impacts and there's some negative impacts, of course, right? And generally through the day, there are many businesses and services in town available for people to go to. And right now, with everybody working from home, it's harder to connect with your service providers. You know, you if you're standing out on the street, where do you even go to find out what time it is? You know, and so when you do want to meet with somebody, right? You know, the library was a safe haven many, many times for people to go and just warm up and to relax and rest. And like I say, many other businesses, people would let them come in and warm up and charge their phones or get a drink, a water, you know, lots of stuff. But as you go downtown and every business after business is closed, you're now wandering out there all day by yourself. And that leaves yourself vulnerable to situations as well, right? Because there's a lot of problems being vulnerable on the streets. So, but every person that uses the shelter is unique, and they're all facing different challenges. And everything from they just need a place to stay for 2 weeks until they can get into their new place, or to surviving on a daily basis, you know, and just barely making it. So it's everyone faces a different challenge. But COVID, thankfully, has brought funding from our federal government and through an agency in Edmonton, has allowed us to hire full-time staff, which has just had a huge positive impact on the relationship with the RCMP and stuff like that. And so that's just been a huge blessing in disguise, you know, because we were voluntarily run until we were able to get funding due to COVID to hire full-time staff. So it's safer for them, and we're building good relationships. So that's a definite plus.
Of course. And personally, what can people do to help others?
This community has just been phenomenal, and there's always different and unique challenges that we've been facing, from clothing challenges to food cards to food to housing, and everybody's just pitching in. And that's one really good thing about social media is when we put out a call for something or a specific need, it's almost answered instantly, because so many people are just waiting to have help out the right way. And we're just helping people become a little more educated in the best ways to help out. And there, it's just becoming more efficient, right from the food banks to soup kitchens to helping people at the shelter. So that's going well. Other than financially, there's always financial needs available for programs and services at the Sagatawa. It's just been going very well, and staying involved and getting involved and helping out. There's so many ways to help out. If everybody does a little, it just goes a long way. We've gone from having two temporary locations to a permanent location with permanent staff. And we're just going to continue to work at ending homelessness in our community through the programs and the services that the Sagatawa are offering.
Well, thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome.
En résumé, Mark Boychuk explique que pendant la période des fêtes, les gens sont très généreux, mais dès que Noël se termine, la population retourne à leur vie de tous les jours et oublie les moins fortunés. Il mentionne aussi que la plus grande difficulté pour les sans-abri est de passer la journée dehors à des températures de moins 20 à moins 30, puisque le Out of the Cold Shelter est seulement ouvert la nuit. L'impact de la COVID a été très dur pour la population plus vulnérable, car la plupart des entreprises pouvant les aider dans la journée sont fermées. C'était Mark Boychuk, membre du conseil d'administration de Out of the Cold Shelter. Je suis en compagnie de Laurie Stavne, programmeuse de la FCSS de Peace River. Why after the holiday it's the most difficult period for vulnerable people?
Well, I think during the holidays, the general population looks to giving and donating to the community as part of their Christmas giving. So a lot of our groups see an influx in donations and interest in their group's work. But after the holidays, people tend to spend their money over Christmas and tend to hold on to their dollars a little more tightly going into the new year.
How does the FCSS support the community?
FCSS is a referral agency, so when we get phone calls from people in crisis or looking for more information about emergency supports, our agency collects information from the community to find out which resources are best for them and where they can find their best source of support. So we're in touch with a lot of local agencies that provide on-the-ground supports, and when people call us, we link them with those supports.
And if the community wants to get involved with vulnerable people, can they contact the FCSS?
If people are wanting to get involved and help the groups that are doing the work on the ground,
yeah,
they can call FCSS and we would link them with the groups directly so that they can work with the organizers of the various services that are available. If anybody is looking for extra support, no matter what time of the year or no matter what area, it's important to remember that in each community, there most likely is a Family and Community Support Services office that you can call, and they would be your best resource to be able to be linked connect with local services that are close to them and accessible. And we also do a lot of advocacy. So if they have difficulties getting a service provided, sometimes we can look into different options for those clients and find a different way to work around and help them address their issues or their challenges.
Well, thank you so much, Lori.
You're welcome. Thanks.
En résumé, Lori Stavne explique que pendant le temps des fêtes, la population tient à redonner à sa communauté, mais dès que la nouvelle année arrive, ils sont plus prudents avec leurs finances, ce qui fait en sorte que les refuges en souffrent. Elle renchérit en disant que la FCSS de Peace River offre des programmes de nature préventif afin de promouvoir et d'améliorer le bien-être des personnes, des familles et des communautés. Elle continue en mentionnant que si quelqu'un de la communauté veut s'impliquer, il ou elle peut appeler à la FCSS pour se faire diriger dans le bon programme. C'était Lori Stavne, programmeuse de la FCSS de Peace River. Ici Alex Fortier pour la Radio Nord-Ouest FM.